We have from the Yorkton Terriers, Calvin Tkachuk.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you doing? I understand that we never worked together at all ever, and that you've just met me. So saying my first name is tough.
Yeah, it's Calvin's very hard to pronounce.
all those syllables.
The great thing is Tkachuk came out perfect. Calvin was the one that he stumbled on.
Exactly. Of course, we're talking Terriers this morning, and. You know, they had a great crowd coming out Saturday night, and
looked
seeing
fantastic.
The pictures and everything, it just looked like everyone had a great time. Unfortunately, the score didn't quite go our way.
Well, you know what? The game was exciting the entire game from start to finish. It was a 1-0 game up until, the last 5 minutes? I think it was about 6.5. Whatever. It was close. Up until about the last 6 minutes or so in the third, and then it was tied up, went to overtime, and penalty. There was a power play against us, and we didn't come out. We did get the 1 point, which is great. But more than anything, we had 1,020 fans there, who were extremely loud.
That's awesome.
A ton of young kids for Minor Hockey Night. Telemiracle Night went off. I think they raised over $1,500 for Telemiracle with Pass the Bucket. Telemiracle, again, gave 400 hot dogs away for free just for fans coming in. And all in all, 50-50 was over $6,000. It was a good night.
Yeah, that's there's so many things that was a great incentive to come out and cheer the team on. The hot dogs, the make a sign, bring a sign, looked like it went over really well as well.
It really did. You know what? We had so many people, youngsters and oldsters, with signs. I think that's a word. It is now.
Sure, yeah.
It is now. But we had, it was so great to see. I know I had talked to quite a few fans throughout the evening just walking around, both experienced ones that have been around for a while and new ones that said the vibe in the arena was different than previous games this season.
Yeah.
Something was in the air on Saturday that made it just feel fresh and new and exciting.
Saturday night at the rink.
And it was really good. And so the autograph signing after the game, again, when you lose a game, one would think the boys wouldn't be too happy to have to do that. I got a chance to talk to him after it was all said and done. And this is another reason I love my job. The team was like, we need more of these. We love getting together and seeing the kids and the fans and all that stuff. So I've got more work to do.
It's a great way to connect with the fans.
Absolutely. It gives the community a chance to get to know the players a little better.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest thing is, again, unfortunately, you can't have it's hard to get 25, 26 players from just in one place. But these boys come from all around both the country and the states. And one thing that I've noticed about these guys is as soon as they've come here, they are ready to be part of the community. There isn't one time where anyone said, I don't want to do something or I don't want to do this or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they love being here. They love interacting with the community, and they've done a great job so far with volunteering and everything else. But yeah, it's always nice to have that large crowd, that loud crowd. Definitely helps.
That home ice advantage makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
And speaking of which, another home game is kicking off tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a game against the Estevan Bruins tomorrow night, 7:00 at the Westland Arena. Again, with the way the standings are and everything so close, every game is pretty much a playoff game and is almost a must win. We're, I believe, 3 points out of 8th and 5 points away from the Estevan Bruins. So tomorrow night, absolutely massive game. As I mentioned earlier this month, every game in February has a guaranteed 50-50 of starting at $2,000, so that'll be kicking off tomorrow as well. Save On Foods is our sponsor for tomorrow night, our game day sponsor. And we didn't have a shooter for Saturday, so we added another $100 to that pot. So we are at, I believe it's $790 up for grabs for that.
If you get all 10 in.
Ooh.
How great would that be? And of course, not this past weekend, the weekend before Estevan was here, and it was a bit of a rough and tumble affair.
It was playoff hockey.
It was.
It really was. And this will be the third of five times we play them.
Oof.
So expect an exciting game for a Tuesday night.
Yes, and also recapping your season ticket blitz of we reached quite a good number over the weekend.
Yeah, you know what? It's been good so far. 318 tickets sold, a lot of new ones, which is a lot of new purchases from new fans, new season ticket holders, which is great. Again, the goal is to get to that 1,000 tickets sold mark to really eliminate any of the debt that's been accrued over the course of the last 3 years. So we can start kind of fresh and new, and again, it's one of those things where it's hard to be competitive when it feels like you're playing from behind all the time.
Yeah.
But we do thank everyone that's purchased one so far. And again, if anyone wants to get one, you can call us at 306-783-4077. Go to yorktonterriers.com online to get yours. And again, one of the great things about these tickets is you can get either assigned or flex. So if you want to have your seat situated, not a problem. We're good. If you might know for a fact that you're going on vacation or whatever it is in January, you got your hot holiday every year, and you're going to miss a handful of games, that's okay. You get the flex pack. You can use those tickets anytime, any game throughout the entire season. And again, $200 for an adult ticket. That's $7.70 a game for 26 games. The family pack is $400. That's two adults, two kids. Kids are age range 6 to 17. And again, $385 a game. That's all it costs. Less than $4 to come to a game. Less than $20 for a family to come to a game. And again, when you buy any of those options, you get your name in for a draw for a $4,000 travel voucher from Out of Here Travel, which right now you have a 1 in 318 chance.
Really good.
Pardon my French, those are damn good odds.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. And of course, getting behind the Terriers, and it all starts again tomorrow night when the Estevan Bruins come to town. Let's pack the ring one more time.
Go Terriers!